Chairs No Waiting, episode number 148. From Francis to Aunt B. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's, pick up some great Mayberry items. They got DVDs, CDs, books, ties, shirts, whatever you might want, they got it over at Weaver's. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick them up. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. I want to thank you all for your support. So thanks for supporting Two Chairs No Waiting. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And I just want to thank you so much for joining me here in this our little corner of Mayberry that we visit with each week here on the web and on the podcast or wherever you're listening to this thing from. We are so glad to have you. As I said, I'm Alan Newsom. I host the show and just a huge fan just like you. Well, let's get into this episode. It was called From Francis Bavier to Aunt B. And the reason I'm going to go into this because the last couple of weeks we've had people calling and writing in. So let's go ahead and hear a caller we heard last week, but let's hear just a little of this. This is explain what we're doing tonight.
Alan, this is Marcia, and we have Kathy and Steve here at the Taylor Home Inn, and we just figured that we should call since they're at Aunt Bee's house, and we were wondering if you could tell us anything about her earliest years when she was a theater actress. Thanks. Bye.
Well, Marcia, hey, I appreciate you calling, and we had some other folks that had written in as well. And I want to call your attention. What we're going to be talking about tonight is Francis Bavier. And several years ago when she passed away, this is from May 1990, there was a salute to Francis Bavier, a special edition of The Bullet, the newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Well, that newsletter came out, like I said, in May 1990. And there's an article here that it's not the entire article. That's not what I'm going to read. I'm not going to read the entire article because it was pretty long. But I did edit it and shrunk it down just a little bit to give you guys a little bit more history about Francis. So we'll go right on to that in just a second. But I just want to thank Jim Clark and the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club for giving us permission to use these editions of The Bullet that we have. And this one is actually Derek Teague wrote this actual article, and we got some more stuff out of this newsletter we're going to hear as well. But let's go ahead and get started on this article, and then we'll come back in here and talk some more about Francis as we go. So here's the article. Francis Bavier's Broadway Routes Toward Mayberry by Derek Teague. We remember her best as Aunt Bee, but Francis Bavier had a long, distinguished career before and beyond Mayberry. Judging from her down-home demeanor and small-town charm, one would think that Francis Bavier was born to play the role of everybody's favorite Aunt Bee. However, she was actually born worlds apart from our mythical Mayberry, or even Siler City, North Carolina, her real-life home during the years after the Andy Griffith Show. Francis was born in New York City on December 14, 1902. By the time she was seven, Frances was, as she would later call herself, a seasoned theater goer. This basic love evidently carried over to her career aspirations. Young Frances wanted to be a stage actress. Frances studied at the prestigious American Academy of Dramatic Arts in Manhattan, and upon graduating, made her Broadway debut in the role of one of the students in the smash 1925 hit, The Poor Nut. Frances went on the road with Roaring Twenties, success, and subsequently spent the next few years in various stock companies touring throughout Wisconsin, Connecticut, Michigan, and Canada. In 1931, Frances returned to Broadway as part of the Children's Players, which, under the direction of Ardeen Morrison, produced plays for children at the Prince's Theater on 39th Street. Her onstage experience with the outfit came in revivals of two plays by Frances Hodgkins Burnett, Little Princess, originally produced in 1903, and Rackety Plackety House, first seen in 1912. Best known as a 1939 film starring Shirley Temple, The Little Princess was a story of a young girl who awaits liberation from a strict boarding school. This 1931 version played for a limited run for the month of February at the Princess. Later that year, Frances Bouvier played Meg Peg in the two-month engagement of Raggedy Plackedy House at the Uptown Hackshire Theater. During the mid-1930s, Frances appeared in a series of plays produced by the Theater Union, headquartered at Circle Repertoire Theater off Union Square on 14th Street. The Black Pit opened in March 1935 and ran for 86 performances before being taken on the road. The Black Pit told the story of blacklisted West Virginia coal miners forced to turn as a stool pigeon on his co-workers in order to regain his job. Frances played a town person, and as an interesting bit of trivia for Mayberry fans, Frances's character's name was Mrs. Floyd. Yay. See, that's good. The next Circle Rep show to feature Frances was called Mother. Well, Mother, which is about a Russian woman slowly finding herself becoming involved in the political activities of her son, a revolutionary. Not only did our Aunt B play an unnamed town person, but she also was an unnamed butcher's wife and a colorfully named Lydia Anatova for 31 performances in 1935. A 1936 production of Bitter Stream proved to be an incredibly topical, as it was quite reactionary to Mussolini's invasion of Ethiopia the previous year. Frances played Sarkarina for 61 performances. The following year, 1937, saw bigger and better things for Frances as the Theater Union graduated from off-Broadway to Broadway for the next production of John Howard Lawson's Marching Song. Marching Song was another labor play. This time it was about an auto factory sit-down strike organized for the reinstatement of a blacklisted co-worker. Frances played Mary McGillicuddy for 61 performances beginning in February of 1937. A hit Paul Osborne drama offered Frances a juicy role that was a league ahead of its time for the minor townsperson she had been accustomed of playing. In 1939, she replaced Dorothy Snickney as Granny Nellie on Borrowed Time at the Longacre Theater, opening in 1938 and eventually running for 321 times. The production concerned a relationship between a young boy and his grandparents. A boy in the cast was played by 8-year-old Dickie, later Dick Van Patten. In 1941, Frances became involved in probably the most ambitious play in her already veteran status career. Her next role was that of Peggy in Orson Welles and John Houseman's production of Native Son. Native Son recounts the events in the life of a black youth named Bigger Thomas, who, in the process of rebelling against white society, accidentally kills a young white girl. To help ensure the show's success, Welles recruited some of Mercury Theater's Citizen Kane co-stars, including Erskine Sanford, Ray Collin, and Mayberry's very own Everett Sloan. Native Son opened in March 1941 and ran for 114 performances at St. James Theater. Between Broadway runs of Native Son, our heroine found herself in a show called The Strings. It's called The Strings, My God or False, a story of a depressed Scottish mill town coping with air raids and black markets and other wartime tribulations. Frances played a character named Sarah, though probably not the telephone operator in this case. Between shows during World War II, Frances did her bit as part of the USO, and even traveled with them to entertain U.S. troops in the Pacific. Opening at the Biltmore Theater on March 18, 1943, Kiss and Tell, a Hugh Herbert comedy, which was later adapted to become a popular radio program, Meet Cloris Archer, was a resounding success and ran for 962 performances until June 1945. However, the successfully long-running Kiss and Tell did not carry over to Francis's next three shows called Little A, Jenny Kissed Me, and Magnolia Alley, which ran for 21, 20, and 8 performances, respectively. Despite the overall shortcoming of these productions, Francis began to latch onto roles of greater significance. In her next role, Francis played the part she would later become accustomed to 12 years later, that of a housekeeper, who ironically also happened to be somebody's aunt. Jean Kerr's comical Jenny Kissed Me was a partial reworking of George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, in which a Paris priest becomes mixed up in the romances of an ugly duckling niece and his housekeeper, Miss Daisy, played by Francis. On Christmas Eve, 1948, Robert Coleman wrote in the New York Daily Mirror, "Francis Bavier is a most real and amusing housekeeper." In April 1949, Francis gave a realistic performance as the spinstery Miss Eels, a social worker who visits grand hotel atmosphere of Magnolia Alley, the play. Francis's final foray along the Great White Way came in 1951 in Point of No Return, starring Henry Fonda. No Return was a powerful character study set in the world of big business, where bank executive Fonda finds himself at odds with his colleagues. Even though Francis was replaced by Madeline King as Esther Gray early in its run, No Return ended up going on for 356 performances and winning a critical praise for Fonda, Osborne, and director H.C. Potter. If the caliber of her roles and the positive press she received in the late 40s are of any indication, Frances might have become one of Broadway's leading character actresses. However, she decided to forsake Broadway in favor of motion pictures. Starting in 1951, she starred in the science fiction classic The Day the Earth Stood Still. Frances appeared after that in a host of Hollywood films throughout the 1950s, but also took time off for featured roles in television sitcoms It's a Great Life, which ran from 1954 to 1956, and The Eve Arden Show, which ran from 1957 to 1958. Playing widow Amy Morgan in Great Life, Frances must have been able to draw from her career experiences earlier from the Magnolia Alley. Miss Morgan ran a boarding house, and then on The Arden Show, Frances played Eve Arden's housekeeper, who also cared for Arden's twin daughters. Great Life lasted for 78 episodes and Arden for 26. The road that began Francis's more than three decades career in New York City, that also took her to the Midwest, Union Square, Broadway, the Pacific, and Hollywood, eventually meandered its way to the tranquil North Carolina hamlet of Mayberry. For the role of Aunt Bee, Frances Bavier was tailor-made. All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. That was our article by Derek Teague from the special issue of The Bullet, A Salute to Frances Bavier. So I want to just thank Jim again for letting me use that, and thank Derek as well. Now, that was not the entire article. I did edit out a lot of it because of just time, but I narrowed it down mostly to just things specifically about Aunt Bee herself, because I wanted to get you guys to know that. Now, I didn't go into this. Now, these are also some facts that are in there. Some of the movies that she was in was, as we mentioned, The Day the Earth Stood Still. That was, he was in that with Hugh Marlowe. Remember that? And she was Mrs. Barley in that movie. Then she was in a movie in 1951 called The Lady Says No. And she played Aunt Alice in that movie with David Niven and some people. The next, in 1952, she was in a movie called The Stooge. That was a Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis movie that she was in. And she was Mrs. Rogers. In 1952, again, she was in Bend of the River. And that movie was Jimmy Stewart and Rock Hudson, Julia Adams, and Frances played Mrs. Prentice. And she was in Horizons West, also in 1952. 52 was a very good year for her in the movies. She was in that movie with Raymond Burr, Rock Hudson, James Arnaz, and she played Martha Hammond in that movie. That was Horizons West. In 1952, again, she was in My Wife's Best Friend, was the name of the movie. And she played in that movie Mrs. Chamberlain. In 1952, again, Sally and Saint Anne was the movie she was in. It had Hugh O'Brien and several other folks in that movie. She played Mom Omani, O-M, it was O-M-O-Y-N-E, that's Omani, I guess. She played 1953, Man in the Attic with Jack Palance. And she played Helen Harley. She played 1958, A Nice Little Bank That Should Be Robbed. I'd never seen that one. She was Mrs. Solitaire in that movie. In 1959, It Started with a Kiss with Glenn Ford and Debbie Reynolds. She was in that. And also Edgar, let's see, who else? Well, she played Mrs. Tapp. And then in 1974, she played in Benji. And she was a lady with a cat. That was the character. She didn't really have a name in that one. But anyway, that was just the movies and some of the career that Frances had before the Andy Griffith Show. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was fun for me to look all that up and find all the information. Now, you may have noticed that the reading of the story, I pre-recorded that because there were a lot of big words in here. A lot of things I needed to try to cut out of the article, and I was having a hard time doing it. So I just pre-recorded the actual reading of the article. So anyway, hey, folks, I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's always great to find out more about our Mayberry friends. And, you know, I love to hear from them. And I'd love to hear from you, because if you write in, we might be able to get some of the stuff that you would like to have online as well. Just like we did with Marsha, where she wanted to hear about Aunt B. So please give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by over at facebook.com/twochairs. Leave messages there. Or you can drop by the website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me a message there as well. Folks, hey, I hope you're enjoying yourself. We got folks in the live chat room tonight. We've got about 9 or 10 folks. Drop by with us on Monday nights when we're in there live at about 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, and you guys can visit with each other and spend some time either listening to the podcast or just enjoying visiting with one another. All right, folks. Hey, we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, folks.